With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It may be a new year, but little cherry disease continues to spread at an alarming rate. And without swift action, many believe it will continue to attack more and more orchards. That's according to Northwest Horticultural Council President Mark Powers, who says it can't be overlooked.
Clearly, it's a threat. We're trying to get a handle on exactly how much acreage has come out or what the impacts on production are.
But Powers says it won't be easy.
It's a moving target, in part because the nature of the disease, where you don't even know necessarily some trees have it for a couple of years until the symptoms show up, and in the meantime, it's spreading.
Powers says they're working to get funding through the appropriations process.
In the Senate side of the bill, which Senator Murray was instrumental in achieving, there's $2.5 million set aside for LCD. And in part, that goes to fund an entomologist position at the Wapato Lab here, which is critical, as we know, one of the vectors, or the vectors are leafhoppers. And then an additional $2 million would go to research,
which Power says will be used well.
Between ARS and WSU, that would fund little cherry disease specific research in addition to other programs that are already in existence in the Farm Bill.
WSU will help cherry growers test more trees thanks to a Washington State Department of Agriculture specialty crop block grant. Tune in tomorrow for more. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.